Karp had a setback after he threw his last live, which he looked really good and felt good. And the next day, just didn't respond like he had hoped or we had hoped. So sent him back to St. Louis for some tests yesterday and cutting some more tests today.
What's the fear at this point as far as his availability down the line?
Yeah, it's really so still undetermined. We just we don't know until we have these tests come back and how he responds. And just like we've talked from the beginning, it's more how he feels than anything else.
At this point, don't talk about whether or not he'll be able to start the year off.
I haven't talked about that yet. It's too early. You know, it's just shoulder's just not responding. So we're uncertain of the root of it, and that's what they're trying to get to. So doing tests on the neck and the shoulder and trying to figure out where it is all coming from.
Lance Lynn, of course, is the one you're looking to stretch out. What do you guys believe in Lance being the guy that could fill that slot really
quick? Well, I think the maturity that he had through the season last year, stepping in and throwing some big innings, you know, his stuff, his makeup. He's a guy whose body can handle that kind of workload and has in the past. So I think all those things in combination made him that guy.
Mike, I know there was probably some remaining optimism about Karp being available the first turn of the season. Is that, you know, realistically, that has to be off the board right now?
I think right now, pretty much off the board, at least opening day. And we've given Kyle that assignment. Losha is going to be the opening day guy against Miami. And, you know, we'll just, once again, try not to get too far ahead of ourselves with Karp because we certainly don't know.
Are you going to have those pitchers in order? Like Westbrook is pitching a day after Kyle. Is he on tap for the second game?
Things should stay in order, which I know Adam told you the other day, puts him in line for the home opener. So we'll go ahead and confirm that right at this time. That's kind of how things are lining up.
With that day off, does he jump ahead of somebody to do that then?
No, we're keeping guys on 5 days.
When is the fifth guy pitch?
I got to look at the whole thing in order, but plan on trying to keep those guys on schedule all the way through.
Does this open up a role for someone in the bullpen now that Lane's been doing this as a starter?
Yeah, certainly does. So, I mean, just continue to have these guys compete.
Without Karp in there, are you inclined to keep an extra pitcher going in?
Not this time. I mean, once again, I don't think we have concern with Lance not being able to get to a pitch count. Wainwright's progressed where we had hoped he'd progressed to as far as building up his endurance as well. So we'll be keeping an eye on his count for sure. But right now, still haven't changed our minds with that thought.
What told you that Kyle was the one to start the season?
Well, we just kind of started lining things out, how they were throwing in the spring. A lot of it rotated around Adam and how we could continue to stay on his program and his rehabilitation and making sure he was getting the right kind of rest he needed and then just kind of plug things in. But we can't forget that this guy did lead the team in wins and ERA last year, so that certainly wasn't discounted.
Adam would pitch in Milwaukee for his first start, then it would appear, right?
Excuse me?
Adam would pitch in Milwaukee that first weekend for one of his...
I believe so. I got to look it over. I'll give it to you once we go in and look at the whole chart and have it all put together. Yeah, I did. And I think he was the one that was trying to keep us all in check and not get too far ahead of ourselves because, you know, my comment to him as he finished, and once again, I never said a whole lot to him when he finished pitching. It just never seemed to go very good. But I mentioned to him at that time that, hey, I hope you feel as good as you look because you look really good. And that's what all of us saw. But you could tell there was a little bit of hesitancy with him. Just not knowing how he was going to respond, and that certainly is what happened. No, I mean, shoulder-wise, I mean, strength, he wasn't feeling pain. It was not like he had been pushed too hard. It was just the next day his arm wouldn't respond. So he, you know, he's been fighting things for a long time, different things. He's just so tough mentally, so tough physically. And he just keeps fighting. So this is just another setback that he's gonna answer the bell to. He always has.
Mike, when y'all talked about his arm didn't respond in the past with this nerve thing and his muscle wouldn't fire, it some degree. Is that basically what we're talking about?
Part of it was the muscle wasn't firing right, and it's a lot of the supporting muscles. So it just sets him up for further injury if he continues to push. But what the foundation of it is, you know, we're still unclear.
Do you have a specific list of questions for Manager Herzog? He said you could ask him anything you wanted.
Yeah, I've already been bending his ear. We had got together quite a few times in St. Louis and take advantage of him being here as well. So we're excited to see him and in uniform again.
He said there are 1,000 things you probably have on your mind about this job. Is that about right?
Probably 2,000. But he's been great. And, you know, a long list of people who have really made themselves accessible to me and able to bounce things off of. But it's nice having some people who have been in this spot before and understand the ins and outs of the job.
You're not going to have Oquendo pitch, though, are you?
I don't know. I haven't even hardly seen him throw BP yet, so I got to see what he looks like before I make that statement. Extremely. Yeah, but once again, I think we're all learning to go slow, you know, don't get too excited too soon. But he certainly has made another step and another adjustment. And, you know, we were planning on getting him some ground balls and getting him some work in the outfield today as well. So, you know, I really compliment he and the training staff as they're on the front end of that timetable they were talking about a long time ago. And Alan was adamant about, you know, I'm going to be ready for opening day, and we were all really led to believe that probably wasn't very realistic. I guess he showed us. So he's now looking to push that timetable. So still got a couple more hurdles to get over. So we're not trying to get too far ahead of ourselves again.
How many more days does Mark Hamilton need to play in the backfield before he's ready to join you?
No, Mark's ready to play today.